Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
While North and South continue game week preparations for Friday night 7 o'clock sectional first rounder at Martin Memorial, there are no more Friday nights for the red and black of Edgewood. Jerry Bland's Mustangs eliminated the other night by Evansville Harrison, finishing out the season 3-7, but I didn't want to wait until later to mention this this 10-member senior class, kids who certainly had more adversity than they anticipated along the way. But as Coach Jerry was mentioning to us post-game the other night,
young team this year, and I wouldn't let them, and I wouldn't use that as an excuse. But 10 seniors with us and did a phenomenal job of leading this group, especially through a frustrating season. But they came to work every day, and they do a great job of pulling other kids in and bringing us together as a football program and a football team. They've been the group, you know, all the way through, have been overshadowed by a group. They just come to work. They're the hard workers, the blue-collar workers of our team. You know, a lot of them are going to go on academically, very successful things beyond high school, because they're a very intelligent group. Yeah, I'm just so proud to have an honor to the ability to work with them and to be a part of their lives as they go ahead and move on through high school. We return a lot. We're going to miss our seniors, but we have a foundation thanks to those seniors, so we'll see how we go from here.
Well, Ty Robinson, Braden Patton, Kaven Mayfield, Bryce Brand, Jay Farley, Dion Sprinkle, Brandon Welty, Jake Bay, Cody Lane, Noah White, Caleb Douglas, and Alex Pittsford. They all laid it on the line for 10 weeks this fall. Not the results, but a group that certainly has laid a foundation for the next couple of seasons. Don't forget Sports Talk tonight, Maroon and Gold Night, Bloomington North. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It's Seniors Week for the most part this week on a couple of Hoosier fronts. The Golden Boot soccer match for Amy Burberry's women coming up on Wednesday night. More on that tomorrow. Amanda Janney's four seniors, Karen Larite, Sydney Supica, Nicole Volgroff, and Rochelle Stauffer. They face Rutgers Friday afternoon ahead of hosting the Big Ten tournament next weekend, which is quite an honor, and being in it is even better. But going back to early season, the position changes, the flexibility shown to adapt, helping the offensive attack, and it's paid dividends. And the senior leadership, just excellent. And as AJ was telling me,
it's been great that the team, they're very coachable, they're willing to learn, they're willing to do anything to help the team. They're a great selfless bunch who want to do what it takes to make us, to help us win and, mm-hmm. and to help the team. So we have changed some positions where we have a player who's a fantastic defender last year, but we saw some of her scoring abilities and her dribbling skills are just fantastic. So Karen Larite, we've moved to a forward and she's scoring goals for us. Maddie Latino is another young player who she was in the midfield last year and she's a fantastic athlete, just fast and quick. Noelle Roter is our goalkeeper. She's a freshman goalie who's been starting for us and just making some fantastic saves. She is extremely quick and athletic. She makes some diving saves that it's hard to see a fifth-year goalie do something like that, where she already has experience of playing internationally on the German national U21 team. So she's layering that experience to our backfield, and she's really helped strengthen our defense.
Well, that is AJ, Amanda Janney, and Noelle Roter will be looking to shut out Rutgers 3 o'clock Friday on the Big Ten Network as the Hoosier women look to close 5-3 in the Big Ten and even its overall slate at 9-9. I'm Joe Smith.